Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, I kind of did, like, this really stupid thing over the weekend, and boy, am I paying for it. I tried to OD on my freaking trazodone this weekend, and I did OD on my trazodone, I just didn't successfully die. Yeah. I kind of asked for help, and I've been trying to get back into Change Point, and I've been trying to get my meds, and I've been trying to do all this shit, and nothing has been working, and I just gave up. And I don't really suggest any of y'all do this, okay? We know basically the premise of the show is not to freaking commit suicide and not to give up. And I did. There's been a lot going on. Briss, like, is losing his shit too in a different kind of way. So I've kind of lost my support system. I've kind of lost my trust. I've kind of lost a lot of hope with him that he could help me and not make me better, but at least, like, be the good supporting friend that I thought he still is. He's just not who he is right now. None of us are. COVID didn't help much, and just the way the world is going right now didn't help much. Drugs don't help much. Drugs help at the moment, but drugs don't ultimately help in the long run. That's a lie. It might make things better at the moment, but it's ultimately just a part of the downward spiral that comes along with everything else. I don't know how many pills I took. I didn't even count them this time because I knew it probably wouldn't be enough to die, but I did take enough to freaking successfully take me down for the count in a really kind of bad way, because, let's see, I took the pills on Friday and today is Tuesday morning. Yeah. And I'm waking up to a whole new world now of chaos and, like, it just, what is going on with the cops and the people and what is happening? I would prefer to be in a lockdown situation than wake up from my overdose and be like, the world is on fire, which it seems to be on fire right now. It's all just so confusing and I don't understand what is happening. I really don't understand it. So, yeah. So what else is going on? I mean, it's like, why did I do it? Because I'm stupid is why I did it. And please, none of you do what I do, okay? I'm just kind of like a voice of unreason right now. And I'm scared. And I'm actually lonely. And I really feel like I don't belong anywhere. And I'm trying so hard to, like, not be that girl again and not go that route again and not wind up inpatient for 3 fucking weeks again. And I'm going totally down that road, you know, and it's terrifying because if I do this again, I might actually lose this life because somebody's going to look back at my record and go, oh my God, she's done this like 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 times and nobody's taken control of her life for her yet and nobody's, you know, taking a whole control of her money yet so she can't freaking do drugs, and nobody's done anything to basically really help me, you know? I mean, I could go inpatient to Change Point again. It's going to be the same old, same old. They're going to get me back on my meds, and they're going to get me, you know, situated, and then it's just going to be daily therapy with a dude who doesn't really give a shit about what I say. He's just got to clock the time in, and I'm not getting any help, and I'm not getting any better, and I'm getting too old for this. I really am. I'm getting too old for this shit to keep on going over and over again, and I don't really want to die. I just want it to be better. I want someone who loves me, and I want to be in a relationship with somebody that I can freaking just adore them and be adored and feel better and not feel so useless and alone and not live in a fucking house of depravity and, you know, and not have my dog be getting older by the day and not be so sad all the time and, like, so hopeless, because there is, even though everything is blowing up and we're never getting our world back that we knew, it's over, I still want to feel some sense of some sense of worth, you know, that even though the world isn't what it was freaking 10 minutes ago, that it's still worth living. And I just don't know that it is anymore, and I just don't want to die before I find out that there's a purpose for all this, and there's a reason why all this shit is so fucked up right now. Because I don't know, you know? I don't know. And what I did was stupid, and I mean, I am paying for it, believe me. I paid for it all weekend, and then I finally slept. Right, it seems fucked up. I take all these fucking pills, and trazodone is supposed to put you out for the count. I didn't sleep at all during the first 3 days of it, man. I was just in agony and vomiting and fucking still, I'm not still vomiting, but man, I am still in pain, and I don't even know who to go to ask for. I call ChangePoint and get put on another freaking message, you know, and be like, yeah, whatever, I'm never going to get taken care of, I'm never going to get put back on my meds, and I'm never going to be halfway okay again. I don't know. This is part of bipolar that just sucks so hard when you don't have anybody that supports you. And, like, anybody that's there to just be like, don't do that. That's stupid. Here, have a freaking Twinkie instead, you know? And that would have made me happier. It really would have. You know, I mean, and nothing for nothing. I mean, I blew my money up this time with Briss to try to help him out. And then he gets his freaking money and he does absolutely fucking nothing to help me pay me back. And now he's got food and everything he wants. And I am like fucking starving, waiting for tomorrow so I can go and get something to eat. You know, even though I may or may not be hanging out with somebody else tonight. Just because I need to talk to somebody and Briss is not the person. And ultimately, it all comes down to the same fucking shit with dudes. You know, they all want one thing, but it almost doesn't even matter that much anymore. Like, if you just want to use me, and I want to use you, because I'm hungry, what's the difference? I mean, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? Like, I'm going to prostitute myself out for Taco Bell. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. It's still pretty early to figure that one out, but I'm still pretty hungry, and by 4 or 5 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be even hungrier. So, I don't know. I'm really unhappy. I feel stupid as fuck. I'm sick. And the world is on fire. And I just don't know what to do anymore. And yeah, realistically, I know I need help. I need a better doctor. I need a doctor. Period. I need better support system. I need to knock off the bullshit with the drugs, and I need to just find a clear this shit up. I'm too old for this. I really am. I'm too old to be doing this over and over and over and over again, and I'm just lost. I really am. I'm just lost. And I need help. And I'm stupid. And I'm admitting this, you know, for the whole world to listen to that, you know, I did this thing and I don't suggest it to anybody. It's not worth it to try to die. We all are going to die anyway. And when you try to kill yourself, I swear to God that he makes it so much more painful so that you remember why it's not your job to take your own life. That it's up to him. And he'll do it in a way less painful way, I hope. You know, my other friend Christian did show up over the weekend, and he did bring me food, which I just remembered. So I got some Chinese something or other in my refrigerator right now. Uh-oh, COVID, no. Yeah. No. But it seems a little early in the morning to be eating Chinese something right now, but it's better than nothing. And I don't want you guys to follow my lead. I'm just being honest with you because this is what I told you and promised you this show would be about when I started to do it, would be honesty. And I fucked up hard. And I'm sorry if I let you guys down. But, you know, it is what it is, and, I'm alive. I'm just feeling awful. And, my premise is to not die, and I really didn't want to die. I just really wanted it to change. And it did. It changed over 4 days, and now the world is on fire, and there's no security about anything, and I don't have my best friend anymore. And I'm just really, I don't know what I am. I'm really displeased. I'm really unsatisfied with my life right now. And it almost seems like it's too late to get it back. It almost just seems like it's not even worth trying to get it back. Because if I do, then something else in the world is going to change. It's going to change that. And then it's all just back to square one again. if that makes any sense. And I'm just scared. I'm really scared. And if you're not scared, I don't know, maybe it's a better way to be. Maybe it's just better off not to be scared and just to be a little bit oblivious to, like, how deep all this shit is that's going down. And, I don't know. It's like my cat is, like, talking to me in her muffled voice. And I have this cat, and, she has no voice. So, like, it's really weird. Like, she honestly can't meow, but she makes noise. So, does that make any sense? I can hear her, you know, and I know when she's around, she has, like, this soft little whisper voice, but I cannot hear her. She doesn't cry. Which is so odd. And I have all these cats now that have decided that they want to live here because I don't know why, and I don't really care. They can all live here, you know, and Doc loves them. Doc has his baby kitten. Oh, the kitten now is, what, how many weeks old? Wow. 12-something weeks old now. She's a little freaking, or he, I don't know what it is. I never sexed the cat when it was a kitten, so I'm still not sure if it's a boy or a girl, but he's cute as fuck. And there's reasons why I need to stay alive, because without me, all these cats would die, which some people might think would be a great thing, and maybe ultimately it would be, but for right now, they give me a reason. So Doc does too. Doc's my boo, and that's why I need to get help, I think, because I just can't leave him like that. I can't leave him to be the one that when they open the door, they find my dog eating my face because he's hungry. So, and here comes the baby. Valvonix! Valvonix! Hey, kitty, 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 meow. Hi, baby. He's so cute. He's got such an infection in his eyes. He's so, my baby Valvonix. He loves Doc. So anyway, I just wanted to check in and let you all know that that's what I did, and I'm not proud of it, and I don't feel good about it, and I didn't really get anything out of it. Like, I don't know what you expect to get out of trying to overdose, well, overdosing, but I don't know what I was trying to actually, well, I do know what I was trying to succeed at, but I didn't really want that end result anyway, so I'm gonna try to slowly pick up the pieces today and get some food in my stomach and hopefully not, like, fucking vomit, like, massive ick. Like, don't overdose, people. It's not, it is terrible. And if I would have wound up in the hospital, I would have wound up with a charcoal fucking yucky shit anyway, and all this would have been bad. So maybe it's better that I just stayed at home and I made it through it. I don't feel good though, but I made it through it, you know. And now I don't know what the next step is. I'm dinner with a friend. Is that a good idea? I'm hearing y'all say yes, so I guess it's dinner with a friend, and then on from that, maybe he can at least give me a different point of view from what everybody else has been giving me, and maybe it's time to knock off the trailer park bullshit out here and stop believing people and stop feeling like, well, I have a reason to believe, like, everybody is still after me and that there's still shit going on, and Brist told me that he saw people coming in and out of my yard and stuff, in a really kind of mean way, and then he fucking hurt me, he fucking punched me in the chest, and told me to follow him in my pajamas, so that he could show me, and it just went all bad from there, and that's when I came home, and just was like, fuck this, and I took the handful of mixture of pills, and I was so, I'm not proud of what I did, guys, I really am not, I'm really, really not proud of it, but that's my total disclosure for that, and, don't try to kill yourselves, okay? Because you're valuable to somebody, to me, as a listener, as a person who, you know, don't look up to me, but don't look up to me. I'm not somebody to be looked up to. But I am somebody to learn from. So if you learn nothing from me, learn that. Don't die, okay? Don't try to kill yourselves. Just hold on. And if you're ever feeling that shitty, you can get a hold of me, you know, go to the website, dancingwithbipolar.com, and drop me a line, and we can cry together online about how fucked up shit is, and how sad it is, and how much we don't know what to do anymore, and how confused we are, and how much nothing makes sense anymore. maybe just by that, like, little touch of humanity, we'll be able to make it through to the next day, and maybe then it will start to make more sense. You know? Maybe it all just comes down to drinking Kool-Aid. I mean, real Kool-Aid, not Jim Jones Kool-Aid, but, you know, maybe that's what it's all about, is Kool-Aid and Jell-O, and how the easy shit that we had when we were kids that made things seem so regular, because nothing is regular now, and nothing's going to be regular, but maybe we can keep it a little bit up by going back to shit that made us realize that we were alive when we were kids, you know? Jell-O sounds really good right now. I would love to have some Jell-O. And yeah, I've still got drugs in my system, and it's not quite washed itself out yet, and I need to take a shower, and I really need to eat. But I just wanted you all to know that, I'm still alive. I'm not okay. But I'm still alive, and I will get through this, and I don't know if I'll ever be okay, but I'll get through this. So I want to thank you all for listening and continually listening. The numbers are fucking screaming high, and I can't believe it after that time I took off, and you guys are the bomb for listening, and I hope you learned something from me, which is don't die, okay? And I'll be back shortly. I mean, not today, but I'll be back, you know, quicker than I was last time between shows. I know I've been kind of not so great on that, but I have reasons why, and you all know that. So anyway, thanks for listening. You guys rock. Don't die. Keep it together. Stay strong. All right. So this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later. Hi, this is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.